For believers, it's the gospel that gives us joy and strength for each day. We find that gospel, that good news, throughout the Bible, both in the New and the Old Testament. Isaiah proclaimed that gospel in the 53rd chapter of his prophecy when he said about Jesus, "But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed." Welcome to Gospel Talk with Pastor Wes Bradenhoff of the Langley Canadian Reformed Church. We're glad that you've joined us. Each weekday afternoon, we come to you with gospel-centered, biblical teaching. Here's our host, Pastor Wes Bradenhoff.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Gospel Talk. Glad that you joined me this afternoon. Hey, I was wondering if you've checked out the Gospel Talk blog yet. On the web at gospeltalkradio.blogspot.com, you'll find our blog. You'll find past programs archived there. If you've missed a program or if you want to listen to a program again, you can do so. gospeltalkradio.blogspot.com is the address. You could also find it by simply Googling Gospel Talk Radio, and you'll easily find it that way as well. You can leave comments or questions at the blog, anything you've heard on the program. I'd love to hear from you. Love to hear your comments, questions, encouragement, whatever it is. You can also email me, of course, gospeltalk@hotmail.com. gospeltalk@hotmail.com. And since I know that there are some people still out there who don't have internet or don't have internet access, you can also contact me via the regular means of phone and snail mail, and that information is available at the end of today's program. Well, today we're considering God's grace. And I'm wondering if these words are maybe familiar to you. Fluoxetine, Paxil, Celexa, Wellbutrin, Zoloft. You know, if those words are familiar to you, then I think today's program is something you're going to want to listen to right to the very end. And you'll also want to listen tomorrow because we're going to continue with this program tomorrow. And even if those words aren't familiar right now, someday they may be. Because they're all names of popular antidepressants. Depression is a widespread problem in our society today. In the United States, over 19 million adults are thought to suffer from depression. On a per capita basis, things are not much different up here in Canada. Depression is often accompanied by suicidal feelings. Approximately 15% of all people who have been hospitalized for depression eventually succeed in taking their own lives. That's pretty sad. And so today, if you or someone dear to you is suffering from depression, I want to bring you some good news. The good news, of course, comes from God's Word, from the Bible. And you have to know right off the bat that this isn't pie-in-the-sky idealism. This is real-world stuff. The real God has a message of grace and hope for us when we're in the middle of worst-case scenarios. And I know, because if I can speak personally for a few moments, someone I love dearly has been there. You know, my mother suffered from depression for many of her adult years. She had been sexually abused as a child and as a teenager, and she had a very difficult time coming to terms with the past. She had various physical ailments over top, and that only complicated her situation, made things much worse. She was prescribed numerous medications. At the time of her passing, she was on approximately a dozen different drugs. My mother passed away too soon, at the age of 56. Back in 2002, she took her own life. She was suffering enormously with her depression, and she couldn't see a way out. And maybe you or someone you know feels the same way. Maybe feels the same way today, even. Now, you may have a hard time believing it, and the message may have a hard time registering with you, but there is someone who understands. A lot of times, people who are depressed feel like there is no one who understands. You know, people say a lot of trite things to you when you're in that situation. They tell you to think positively. They tell you to stop being so self-absorbed and stop being so negative. They tell you to get out of bed and help somebody else. But you can't. And they just don't get it. They don't get this deep, dark pit that you're in. Well, there is someone who understands. The man who wrote Psalm 88 understands where you're at, where depressed people are at. Listen to some of his words for a moment. This is Psalm 88. My soul is filled with troubles, and my life comes near the grave. I am added among those who go down into the deep hole. I am like a person without strength. I am left among the dead, like those who have been killed and lie in the grave, whom you remember no more. You have put me in the deepest hole, in a dark and deep place. You have taken my good friends far from me. You have made me hated by them. I am shut in and cannot go out. My eyes have become weak because of trouble. I have called to you every day, O Lord. I have spread out my hands to you. And the psalm just continues on like that. In fact, this is called the dark psalm because, you know, many of the psalms are laments and many of them express these kinds of feelings. But most of the psalms, at the end, there is a ray of hope. There's a ray of light that's offered. But not so with Psalm 88. It is truly a dark psalm. And I think you could agree that that's somebody who understands where you're at right now. If you're in depression. Isn't that sound like somebody in that psalm who knows what it's like to be depressed, to be in the pit of despair? Is this somebody who believes in God, yet he feels like God has abandoned him? And it wasn't because of some sin he'd done. It was just the way things were. He feels like God is distant, uncaring, emotionally removed from him. And even though those feelings may not accurately reflect reality, those feelings and emotions are raw and real for the one who's suffering. Friends, take note here. The Bible takes those feelings seriously. And so we can look in the Bible. We can look at a psalm like Psalm 88, and we can find at least one person who understands where we're at when we're depressed. It's a start. But it's not really the answer we're looking for, is it? After all, we could find a support group for other depressed people and get the same thing. Even though we feel like we suffer alone, the truth is that, as I mentioned earlier, there are countless others around us who are depressed too. But imagine if those words from Psalm 88 were not just the words of a man. Imagine those words were the words of God. The grace of God for you today is that they are the words of God. The grace of God for you today is that they are the words of someone who was both God and man. You see, in the New Testament, one of the most quoted books is the book of Psalms. So often, the Psalms are coming out of the mouth of the Lord Jesus Christ, or they're used to speak about him, to refer to him. It happens so often that we can say that the Psalms are the songs of Jesus. And when we know this, then we can read Psalm 88 in a new way. Psalm 88 is the song of Jesus Christ. Now listen to those words again, thinking about Jesus Christ. My soul is filled with troubles, and my life comes near the grave. I am added among those who go down into the deep hole. I am like a person without strength. I am left among the dead. Remember, these are the words of Jesus. Like those who have been killed and lie in the grave, whom you remember no more. You have put me in the deepest hole, in a dark and deep place. You have taken my good friends far from me. Remember how Jesus was abandoned. You have made me hated by them. I am shut in and cannot go out. My eyes have become weak because of trouble. I have called out to you every day, O Lord. I have spread out my hands to you. Psalm 88 is the song of Jesus Christ. Not through any fault of his own. Remember, he was guiltless, never having sinned. The Lord Jesus was the one abandoned by God. And when we say that he was abandoned by God, we don't mean that God forgot about him or ignored him. We mean that God rejected him and attacked him. Because God hates sin, and all of our sins were put on Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says that he became sin. He became repulsive to God. He cried out on the cross using the words of Psalm 22. My God, why have you rejected me? Why have you forsaken me? Not only God, all his friends and disciples abandoned him too. the Lord Jesus suffered with a rawness that we will never be able to grasp. God poured out his anger against sin on Jesus Christ so that everyone who holds on to Jesus with faith will be accepted by God as an adopted and beloved child. And so if you're depressed, Jesus Christ knows what you're going through. If someone you know is depressed and you don't understand, there is someone who does. His name is Jesus. And he is the way in which God has given grace to us. Grace being given the opposite of what we deserve. That is God's gift to us in Jesus Christ. We don't deserve to have someone who listens and understands. We don't deserve to have a Savior like the Lord Jesus. But God has mercy and compassion on us. God knows what you truly need at this moment. You need Jesus Christ. You need to call to him, to the one who sympathetically understands what you're experiencing. Tell him how you feel. Tell him about your weaknesses and your sins. Ask him to lift it all away. You see, Jesus Christ came into this world to deal with sin and the consequences of sin. When Adam and Eve fell into sin at the beginning of the world, depression came along with it, along with cancer and hundreds of other ailments. Jesus Christ came to deal with it all. His victory through suffering is his gracious promise that someday we too will be entirely free of depression and other forms of suffering. And if you read the last chapters of the book of Revelation, which of course is the last book of the Bible, you can see what waits for those who hold on to Jesus in faith. And friends, I hope that each and every one of you listening to this program this afternoon is doing that, holding on to Christ Jesus in faith, resting and trusting in him alone. For in him, we find comfort, we find strength, also when we're at our lowest points and our lowest moments. I hope this program today has been an encouragement to you, and I hope you'll join me again tomorrow. Until then, may God continue to richly bless you in every way.
You've been listening to Gospel Talk with Pastor Wes Bradenhoff. We trust that the Word of God has blessed you this afternoon. This broadcast comes to you courtesy of the Langley Canadian Reformed Church. The Langley Canadian Reformed Church always welcomes visitors. You can find us at 21804 52nd Avenue in Langley. That's just east of the airport. Our Sunday worship times are 9:30 a.m. and 2 p.m. You can find more information about the Langley Canadian Reformed Church at our website, www.langleycanrc.org. Once again, that website, www.langleycanrc.org. You can also write for more information. Write to Gospel Talk, 4631 Benz Crescent, Langley, B.C., the postal code V2Z1B3. That address again, 4631 Benz Crescent, Langley, B.C., V2Z1B3. You can call us toll-free at 1-866-288-1087. Once more, that toll-free number, 1-866-288-1087. Our email address, gospeltalk@hotmail.com. That's gospeltalk, all one word, @hotmail.com. This has been Gospel Talk with Pastor Wes Bradenhoff. Thanks for listening, and be sure to stay tuned tomorrow morning at 8:30 for Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon.